Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Marty McDermott, the president of Franchise Interviews, and I can't start today's show without talking about the ISO 10002. You know, some people just love to complain, but companies have a responsibility to care. The International Organization for Standardization, ISO, has revised ISO 10002, the standard for complaint handling. This document enables organizations to foster a customer-focused environment, open to feedback, heightening their customer satisfaction. You can get the ISO 10002 standard from the American National Standards Institute, ANSI, the U.S. member body of ISO. Visit ANSI.org/complain to learn more. That's ANSI.org/complain to learn more.
Blog Talk Radio.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Welcome to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 11 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one on one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Mike Weinberger from Maui Wowie. And since 1983, Maui Wowie has embraced the Hawaiian culture and has been serving paradise in a cup since the day it began 35 years ago. From event carts, mall kiosks, and standalone retail locations, Maui Wowie offers premium smoothies as well as gourmet Hawaiian coffees and espresso beverages. I'm going to talk to Mike about that in just a moment on Franchise Interview. Stick around because we have a great show.
The Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity. Are you looking for a unique and lucrative franchise opportunity? If so, take a look at Stone Coat. With a patented process which creates a true stone finish on almost any wall or ceiling, Stone Coat is a true game-changing product in the multi-billion dollar construction industry. Stone Coat is applied faster, cleaner, and cheaper than conventional quarried stone, which saves both time and money. With advantages in remodel and new construction of both residential and commercial projects, Stone Coat is a true crossover product. The Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity provides a low startup cost, low operating expenses, comprehensive training, ongoing support, and no royalty payments. For more information on the Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity, go to www.stonecoatfranchise.com. That's www.stonecoatfranchise.com or call us at 972-380-2700. That's 972-380-2700.
Hi, this is Connie McDermott, Administrative Assistant for Franchise Interviews, LLC, and you're listening to Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 11 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Mike Weinberger from Maui Wowie. And since 1983, Maui Wowie has embraced Hawaiian culture and has been serving paradise in a cup since the day it began 35 years ago. From event carts, mall kiosks, standalone retail locations, Maui Wowie offers premium smoothies as well as gourmet Hawaiian coffees and espresso beverages. Hi, Mike. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Aloha. How are you? Thanks for having me.
That's fantastic. It's great to have you on the show, Mike. You know, I've been following Maui Wowie for such a long time now. I've been very familiar with your brand, and I realize we've never had you in the show in 12 years. So I am really very excited today, and I have to congratulate you. 35 years. What does that number sound like to you?
When you hear it out loud and you start hearing the franchisees and everyone talk about it and get excited about it, it's just, to me, it's awesome. It's one word, simply awesome. I call us 35 years young as a brand. We're a fun brand. We got great franchisees, great events around the country. But to say we've been doing it for this long, that's a
right.
testament to the brand and to the franchisees.
It's really terrific, Mike, because, you know, we've been doing the show such a long time now. You know, we're coming up on our 12-year anniversary, and, you know, I can't say, you know, out of the, like, I think it's like 550, almost 600 shows that we've done up to this point, there's not a lot of franchises that we've had on the show that have hit that 35-year mile mark. Maybe, you know, we could kind of start at the beginning. You know, you could discuss how Maui Wowie has spent the last 35 years growing its brand from, one smoothie hut. Now, I think, what is it, up to like 450 mobile and brick and mortar units, Mike?
Yeah, exactly. We're at 450 operating units around the country. We're primarily mobile
wow.
at this point in time. We've got about 13 traditional stores, as people call them, where you're,
mm-hmm.
you know, drive-throughs or kiosks or the inline locations. But our bread and butter is that non-traditional. I always say non-traditional is our tradition. So, yeah, in 1983, Jill and Jeff Summerhays decided to take their concept to the Utah State Fair, and the rest was gangbusters. They said they were selling smoothies, and everyone said 35 years ago, "What's a smoothie? What's
right.
that?" And we said it's a healthy alternative. And with that, it just kind of took off. We started franchising about 5-10 years later. And it's just been, I mean, it's been a fun ride. I've been with Maui Wowie for the last 8 years
wow.
As CEO and brand president. And 3 years ago, we were purchased by Kahala Brands, which is one of the
mm-hmm.
largest franchisors in the world.
Right.
We have the luxury of adding much more support for our franchisee system. You know, out of that 450 operating units, we have 200 franchisees, but Kahala has... we're pushing towards almost 4,000 franchisees worldwide. So it's a great company to be with, both on the
right.
Maui Wowie front and the Kahala front.
It's true. You know, I guess, you know, Maui Wowie is probably, I guess, pioneers, like you said, Mike. I mean, again, I didn't really even realize that, you know, there were smoothies back 35 years ago. You know, I always thought it was a fairly, you know, new concept, you know, maybe a decade or two, but 35 years, you know, I mean, it's really quite amazing. And you've been with the organization 8 years and, you know, you've had an amazing career, Mike. What was it about Maui Wowie that drew you to the organization?
I mean, a lot of things. My background is I'm a franchise attorney by training.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in franchising
right.
for almost 20 years and always very excited to, as cliche as it might sound, I do believe in the American dream, which is helping people
right.
own their own business, and franchising is truly that. So went to law school and realized that being a lawyer at a desk wasn't really where I wanted to be
mm-hmm.
in a courtroom. I wanted to use that skill set to help people. So been in franchising for those 20 years, and about, you know, 8.5 years ago, I met with the owner of Maui Wowie, and I just loved the brand. I love what
right.
it stood for. I love the team. And, you know, the main reason why I jumped ship from the legal world to Maui Wowie is I've never seen a brand, and still haven't to this day, that allows you that freedom and flexibility to work when you want, how you want. Without the brick-and-mortar concept, I have franchisees who work, you know, hundreds of events a year and
right.
have 8 to 10 carts and, you know, every day they're working. I have other ones that are retirees or it's their part-time job and they only want to work Tuesdays and Thursdays because they want to be with their families on the weekends and things like that. I have yet to see that in any other model.
Right.
Plus,
I would agree with that.
I'm wearing sandals and a Hawaiian shirt right now. And, you know, I don't think there's a better job out there. I'd be lying if I said I thought there was, right?
It's a culture, isn't it, Mike? That's what I got, you know, in studying Maui Wowie over the last couple of weeks, you know, is Maui Wowie is certainly a culture, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's a culture. It's a way of life. It comes from our 35 years of being a brand, from our founders, through me as brand president, down through my core team, which is, you know, growing every day as far as staff. And then, you know, our franchisees, everyone holds that very true. Treat people right, work hard, and success will follow. So And we're having our we have a franchising convention every 2 years. It's coming up in 6 weeks. So I'm just getting pumped for it. It's a party to celebrate the brand and just learn and keep growing, right? It's really good.
Oh, absolutely. How is Maui Wowie going to celebrate, you know, the 35 years? You know, it's almost like, I guess, like a birthday party, as you said, Mike, you know, but you guys are doing something a little different this year, aren't you?
Yeah. No, good question. We, I think everyone's maybe heard about it in the news. There was a big volcanic eruption on May 3rd on the Big Island, and it really decimated, I think at last count I saw over 600 homes, lives impacted. It's really sad. So we decided that, you know, obviously we're celebrating our 35-year anniversary, but we celebrate by giving back. So all our franchisees are taking donations at their points of sale, and all that money is going to the Hawaiian Red Cross. And anything we can do to help the people in Hawaii, especially the Big Island, that's how we're focusing this year. It's super important, and you know our concept is based on that, on the Hawaiian theme, on being on island time and bringing the aloha spirit to the mainland. So we take it seriously, and in our age of ever changing Twitter and news feeds, sometimes there's always the news story, which I get, but there's still a real issue there. So we're going to keep it front of mind as much as we can.
That's wonderful. How do you typically describe Maui Wowie to a prospective franchisee? You know, when you're meeting with someone, Mike, you know, whether it was at a franchise show or you're just talking to someone in general and they're interested in Maui Wowie, how do you typically describe the model to them?
And so, you know, Maui Wowie is a distinct and unique model. So I always like to start with, what people's goals are and what their aspirations are. I truly believe that this model in particular, we're a concessionaire-based model. You have to treat people right. So we're looking for good people who want to work hard. It sounds like an easy theory or algorithm, but I start with, you know, what are their goals and aspirations? And then we go into a little product tasting, right? Hey, try this smoothie. Try our Hawaiian coffee. Do you love it? Is this something you wanna do every day? Wake up and sell this and push this brand. And if you can get behind that, those are some of the key components. Being on your feet and being in front of people. This is a customer service business. So if you're not people oriented and don't want to wear your Hawaiian shirt and throw some flair out there and say aloha and mahalo, then, you know, there are over 3,000 franchise opportunities in the U.S. We have over 23 other ones at Kahala. So if it's not a good fit with Maui Wowie, that's great. We can find something else. But we're looking for the people that have maybe been stuck in the cubes or a lot of people that have got out of the military that really they embrace this concept because of the systems. And because of what it stands for, things of that nature, I think, are some of our key tests.
It's a fun franchise, isn't it, Mike? You know, I mean, again, as you said, you know, you get to put a smile on people's faces. You know, I mean, when you're drinking a smoothie, it's usually a pretty joyous occasion. You know, it's a break or something like that. Or, you know, when you're drinking the coffee. And Hawaiian coffee, there's a difference in the taste, too. I've had it in the past, and I certainly note it's a great taste, isn't it?
I mean, it's my favorite. I honestly didn't drink coffee until I started at the company. like I said, 8 years ago, and I said, well, this is going to be my job. I got to start. And I drink Maui Wowie coffee every morning.
That's great.
Hawaiian coffees are known for having a smoother finish, right?
Right.
We take that to heart. So we bring all our beans in from Hawaii and roast them here in either Colorado or Arizona. And then we ship them out to our franchisees overnight to make sure we're maintaining that product integrity. We recently brought around a Midnight Kona, which is the Kona blend is the most well-known bean out of Hawaii. So we've always had a Kona blend, but we did a Midnight Kona, which is a dark roast Kona. And it's fantastic. It's a summer limited time offer that usually flies right off the carts.
Oh, that's fantastic. You talked a little bit about like Twitter and, you know, technology, Mike, earlier. You know, and I imagine technology certainly plays a role with Maui Wowie today compared to when they started 35 years ago. You know, there's been a lot of changes. You know, how does Maui Wowie like kind of incorporate technology into the franchise business?
Yeah, no. 35 years ago, there was no internet. There was no mobile points of sale systems, right? So we were solely a cash business, and people found you when they found you, right? With an eyeball,
sure.
Or with they saw our branding and our cup. So it's actually gotten a lot. Technology has helped us a lot. We're able to take, you know, credit cards at all our points of sale, which is easy. And then most importantly, with the Facebooks and Twitters of the world, right, all that social media, it's a lot easier for our raving fans or even our new fans to find us in the stadiums and venues and events we're at, right? Google is a wonderful thing, especially for Maui Wowie.
Yeah, it's fantastic when your customers are promoting your own business, isn't it, Mike? You know, it's to have them out there and they're, you know, drinking a Maui Wowie smoothie or coffee. And, you know, I think it's wonderful how technology has really helped, you know, a business like Maui Wowie. And you're part of, I mean, really several big industries, I guess we could say, right? I mean, coffee in itself is a billion-dollar industry, and the smoothie industry is a big industry. And it seems like, you know, I don't know if you have any numbers, Mike, but it seems like these industries seem to keep getting bigger and bigger, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, the numbers are always changing, but I've seen smoothies trend from – I've been at least in smoothie business for about 15 years, give or take, and I've seen it go from $1 billion. Last I saw was exceeding over $3 to $4 billion pretty quick. And then coffee I can't even measure because it's
– Sure.
It's off the charts. I mean, coffee has really just had explosive exponential growth, which we offer both, and we offer both in a fun environment, but the product alone speaks for itself. So I call us lucky in that regard that we were kind of ahead of the curve. We were one of the first mobile concepts. We were one of the first smoothie concepts, and we really don't have any true competition in our space, which, you know,
That's
knock
great.
On wood, is very, very nice for us.
That's fantastic. You've been with the organization for many years now, Mike. I mean, what's one of the questions we like to ask, you know, someone like yourself is, you know, and it's a tough question, but what's one of the most interesting things that's happened to you, you know, since being part of Maui Wowie? I'm sure if you and I were sitting in a restaurant, you'd have hundreds of stories, but does anything stand out over the years?
Yeah, I mean, if we were sitting in a restaurant or you know, maybe an adult beverage that would help open up the floodgates a little bit.
I can
tell you, I've got thousands of them. It's just been been a very interesting ride. You know, one of the big benchmarks is obviously the sale of the company to Kahala. That was very fortuitous. It was a good fit. I mean, Kahala itself is based on Hawaiian brands. If we look at our website, and they allow all their brands to operate just as they always had. Our whole team came, and we went from a support staff of 15 to 40 overnight. So for me, that was instant gratification for franchisees. The more support, the better. We picked up a brand new R&D department, things that, you know, a smaller company could never really get to. So that's kind of put jet fuel in the engine. And then, you know, personally, the other 999 stories are working with franchisees from when they come in and seeing their success, you know, as they grow a business and how that takes care of their employees, their families. It's, you know, from a personal level, that's what gets me up in the morning.
Right. That's the joy.
And I've seen people, who were laid off and didn't know what to do. And they took the bull by the horns and followed the processes and procedures and live and breathe the brand. And they're able to support their family and their employees' families. And that's awesome. Right.
That's fantastic. What is the training like for your new franchisees, Mike? I mean, once you decide, you know, you like them, they like you, and they want to come on board, do they typically come out to headquarters? Is that how it works? And what's kind of like involved in training?
Yeah, it's very robust by design. It's very important that we, you know, it's why someone buys the franchises, for the systems and procedures. So once we award a franchise, we'll culminate with an executive interview with the prospective franchisees. And if they're awarded a franchise, we have them out to Scottsdale for Kahala training. That's a week-long training of learning about the Kahala brands and marketing, and then a lot of hands-on on our K-Cart. That's our Kanapali cart. That's the Little Curse of Maui Waui. That's the 400
right.
carts we talk about. Working at different events. We work with Chase Field down in Arizona with the Diamondbacks, so we do some real hands-on training there, and just getting them ramped up. They do a cupping session with coffee. I mean, social media. I could go on and on. We could do a whole hour on what our training is.
Right,
and
training.
And then after that, it doesn't let up, right? I've seen a retention rate of what someone can actually digest in training. So we have, right after they leave, we have follow-up phone calls, continue that training, online training, and then it kind of culminates with their first event where we fly one of our regional directors of operations out to work that first event for a day or three
right.
with them to make sure they have comfort. So we take
right.
it, you know, very seriously that we set them up for success.
That's terrific. And I guess a typical day would probably be different depending on, you know, how your franchisee is working. But I guess, you know, a typical day would probably consist of like a lot of setup in the beginning, right, Mike? You know, and then, you know, selling the product and then kind of like breaking it down at the end of the day. Would that be correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the typical day starts the day before or a couple days
yeah.
before, going through
right.
your inventory sheets, making sure you're ready for the event, make sure your staff is scheduled, and then you're right. It's an event. The earlier the event starts, the earlier you're kind of waking up or you get set up and ready to sell. It is a very easy model, right? It's simple by design.
Right.
Our smoothies are all flash frozen. We add fresh banana. Our coffee, all the equipment is set up on the K-Cart with them. They, you know, really need to do nothing other than follow the procedures. But it's, you know, you have to follow the systems to make it work. And some of them are working kids' soccer tournaments in the morning, selling coffee
right.
and smoothies. And other ones have, we got a franchisee here in Colorado who does Red Rocks, which is one of the biggest concert venues in the world. So he's working,
wow.
he's working the nights and weekends, right?
Of course. Yeah. That's fantastic. When I have someone like yourself on the show, Mike, you know, the majority of our listeners, we call them aspiring franchisepreneurs. And, you know, you were mentioning early in the show that, you know, there's so much out there today as far as like franchise systems. From everything you've learned up to this point, you know, what advice would you give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise? Because we find it that most of them find it very confusing because there is so much out there today. So it's a little bit overwhelming. So what would you say to them?
Yeah, great question. Yeah, I would start with looking in the mirror and asking yourself what are you looking for? What level of investment you're looking for? What level of time? What makes you tick? What gets you excited? Is it in the food categories? Is it in the service categories? And if you can identify a few of those, you know, what works for you and most importantly, your family, right?
Right.
And take the leap. So once you kind of have some of that guidance, I think it's Google is great. There's a lot of great franchise broker networks out there.
Right.
And then I do, you know, I do recommend engaging an attorney or someone who specializes in franchising. It is very niche. So someone
right.
who's done things before who can help guide you, right? It's when you go buy a house, you use a real estate broker. So
of course,
why would you not do that for franchising? These are big,
sure.
big life decisions. Take your time, do your due diligence. Go through discovery days, meet the team, meet the people who are going to be running the organization, read your FDD. It's 234 pages. It's good bedtime
right.
reading. I understand
sure.
that, but it's very important. So I guess that's,
right.
that would be my cliff notes on what to do if you're looking for a franchise.
Right, right. No, I think that's great advice. So I can ask you the next question. I mean, where do you see Maui Waui, if you could look into a crystal ball, maybe the next 35 years, Mike? It 35 years comes around quick sometimes, doesn't it? But where do you see the organization? We could even say 5 years, 10 years, 35 years down the road.
Yeah, I see us. We're early in this growth stage in this really good place.
Right.
As technology evolves and, you know, the Uber Eats and Chow Hounds of the world and the ease of access to food and beverage in particular, that model is changing. And I do see brick
right.
and mortar. I see that changing, maybe not in a bad way, but in a different way over
right.
the next 10 years. The luxury of Maui Waui is we serve the captive audience. So
right.
we go to where the people are. So we won't be
sure.
affected by that. So we're actually
right.
a, it sounds crazy. We're riding the wave still. We're ahead of the curve.
Sure.
And I think it's only going to get better. And the other piece too is Maui Waui can go anywhere, anytime, right? Since we're
right.
a mobile concept, there's no
right.
lack of opportunity. We can move quickly. If someone calls,
yeah.
we can be there the next day. So I say we're going to experience very strong, smart growth is my goal. We don't need
That's
to bring in 100 new franchisees every year. We want to bring in the right,
right.
50.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's what's been a big part of the success of Maui Waui as well, Mike, right, is not getting too big too fast. You know, we've referenced some franchises, you know, over the years, like famous stories of like Wendy's, you know, at one point they got too big too fast. And as they were opening restaurants, they were also closing restaurants at the same time, you know, so it kind of purpose, you know. So I think it's great how Maui Waui has had this, you know, this nice plan growth strategy. I think it's been terrific. What's the best way for our listeners, Mike, to get more information on Maui Waui? Of course, as the franchise opportunity, but even like the product itself. Any websites that you'd like them to go to?
Yeah, no, appreciate that. MauiWaui.com.
Okay.
MauiWaui.com is our website that talks all about our products. And if you wanted to have us at an event, we also do catering. That's the best place to go. We have franchisees
okay.
around the country to come out and have some fun. And then MauiWauiFranchise.com. If you have some interest in learning more about the opportunity, just click on that, fill out a little blip about who you are, and our lead qualifier, Kathy, will call you today. I mean, we're always interested to learn more about good people and what their aspirations are. And we take our time working through the process with you by design. We want everyone to understand that buying a franchise is, you know, is a big commitment, and we take it as seriously as you do.
That's fantastic. Well, I've really enjoyed having you on the show, Mike, and I'm glad I finally got the chance to talk to you, because as I said, I've been very familiar with your brand for a long time. You know, I've been very impressed with the success of Maui Waui. So to have the chance to speak with you today has been a privilege, and I'd already like to invite you back as you continue to grow. And once again, congratulations on 35 years. That's truly amazing.
Thanks, Mike. Really appreciate it. Anytime you want me, I'll come back. I always have fun talking about Maui Waui. Never a bad day in my books.
This has been a pleasure. It's been great talking to you, Mike, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews. Coming up on segment two, you're going to hear what every franchisepreneur needs to know before buying a franchise. We're going to play a clip from our popular Great Quotes in Franchising podcast right here on Franchise Interviews.
Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities, or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822.
Today's Great Quote in Franchising is being brought to you by
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott, the president of Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting Franchise Interviews many years now, and during that time, we've had some incredible quotes on our show. Today, you're going to get to hear from Nick Freeman, who is the founder of College Hunks Hauling and Junk and Moving Franchise Opportunity. And Nick said something really quite brilliant on our show that we haven't heard in over a decade of doing Franchise Interviews. We started speaking about the four F's of franchising, and interesting enough, we ended up with five F's of franchising as we were doing the interview with Nick. And, you know, in marketing, we talk about the four P's of marketing, which is product, price, promotion, and place. So I thought this was really brilliant what Nick said. So here we go with Nick Freeman, the founder of College Hunks Hauling and Junk Moving Franchise Opportunity.
History.
What, you know, the majority of our listeners, we call them, Nick, we call them aspiring franchisepreneurs. What types of characteristics do you look for in your franchisees?
You know, what I like to say is there's four F's when considering a franchise, which is also, I guess, starts with a letter F. So, you know, there's four F's that come out of franchise. And I think this is what a prospective franchise should think of when they're considering what franchise they want to pursue. And this is, quite frankly, I think what franchisors should consider when they're evaluating a prospective franchisee. So the first F is fit. You know, do they fit? In other words, do they have transferable skills that can make them effective at this business? Have they done anything in their prior professional or personal lives that would make them be successful in this type of business? The second piece is the family side. In other words, does their family support them in them pursuing this endeavor, whether it's their husband or wife or kids or parents? You know, do they believe in them? Because you don't want things to get tough in their inner circle to say, I told you so. You want them to, you know, kind of cheer them on to get through it. The financial piece is important. In other words, are they capitalized to be able to invest in the opportunity, and do they have realistic financial expectations? And then the last F is the fun factor. You know, can we have fun working with this individual? You know, franchising is very much like a partnership, even though that's not typically called that. So you got to have, you know, an alignment of vision and values to be able to enjoy working together. So that's really what we look for. You know, we want people that believe in the secret sauce that we've already developed. We don't want somebody to come tell us that they think it should be done differently. We want them to tell us that they believe in what we've created. And sure, we would, you know, want to continuously improve and encourage ideas, but not, you know, we want folks that believe in the system and are going to execute the system rather than trying to shortcut success by doing it, you know, doing it their own way. And I think that's, you know, really no different in our system than any other franchise model that is going to be successful long term. They need to really take into account those factors.
That's great, Nick. We have this great quotes in franchising podcast. Anytime we hear, you know, Michael Gerber's been in there a couple times, but we're going to put that one in there because I haven't heard that in over a decade. And I think that's great advice to our listeners. It's really fantastic because it's true. I mean, you could really, your business, you could teach to anybody, couldn't you? I mean, pretty much, you know, it's interesting in putting those factors in there, you know, like family support, you know, and even fun. I haven't heard that, you know, but it should be an enjoyable business. And, you know, because it is a stressful situation for the customers, I guess you got to be able to put a smile on your customer's face, don't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I mean, you know, there's over 3,000 franchise opportunities out there. So, you know, what's going to separate one from the other? It's got to be something that you can enjoy. And I guess I'll grab another F out of there. I'm on a roll here. Fulfillment. You know, is it something that you know, we're going to be fulfilled doing day in and day out? Because I think franchising is a lot like a gym membership. You know, if you join the gym, you've got fitness goals. you're getting access to all types of equipment, personal trainers, coaches, workout groups, but you still got to go and show up and do the work. So if you buy a franchise, you're getting access to the business model in a box. You're getting access to trainers, coaches, you know, fellow franchisees that you can, you know, hold each other accountable with, but you still got to show up and put in the effort to execute that business model. So that's where I think those factors come into play.
Once you decide that, you know, you do like them, you know, and they like you, Nick, you know, and there is a fit, you know, what is the training like? I mean, do they typically come to Florida for training? How does that work? If you'd like to hear that whole interview with Nick Freeman of the College Hunks Hauling and Junk Moving Franchise Opportunity, all you have to do is go to franchiseinterviews.com, go to our Franchise Interviews by Category page, and then go to our Home Repair and Improvements page, and you'll be able to listen to that whole show with Nick Freeman. It was really a fantastic interview. It was great to finally have Nick on the show. And lastly, we'd just like to thank everyone for making this podcast such a big hit. It's hard to imagine we've been doing it now over 10 years, and it's just amazing to see where the podcast has gone. So thanks everyone for listening, and we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, sponsored by Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.